It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. A little chilled. That's what we've come to expect here in the area lately. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. First, though, we want to talk WNS Appliance. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning. How's Kendall?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got some used electric ranges, have one near new double oven, several used gas dryers, a couple of electric dryers, use air cleaner, excuse me. Use 40-gallon power vent water heater, natural gas, a couple of cooktops, one gas and one electric, and several microwave ovens, used ones that make us an offer. Do have one near new stainless steel over-the-range microwave hood. Got new freezers, chest and upright, 5-through, including 25 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Got water softeners by Luxury, a Iowa company. We'll test your water for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from WNS Appliance. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and take care of that service later if it's needed. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. I want to bring Dan Hicks in with us this morning. Dan's a meteorologist with Freeze Notice. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jim.
I'm guessing it's cold where you are, too.
It's cold everywhere. About the entire central and eastern part of the country is now starting to share in the cold weather that started out over the northern plains on Sunday. The cold air has moved all the way down into Texas and is now moving all the way to the East Coast. So much of the nation is shivering in this November cold snap.
Yes, we are. Is this kind of unusual to have this cold, a snap covering this big an area?
I would say it probably is fairly unusual covering this big an area. Of course, it came as quite a shock because we had some pretty mild weather the first 10 days of November here in western Iowa. In fact, we had some temperatures in the 50s, even some 60s, and really averaging above normal temperatures for the first 10 days of the month. And, of course, the big change occurring early this week. Looking back, we have had some situations like this in the recent past. We found some similar weather occurred in early to mid-November of 1991, also in 1986, where we had a big change to colder weather, some snow, and sub-zero temperatures even in parts of Iowa during that time. So certainly not unprecedented, but certainly fairly unusual.
Yeah, I know at one point on Monday when that system was working its way in through our area, we were, I'm trying to remember the numbers, I think we were like 61 degrees at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then by 5 o'clock, it was like 31 degrees. And I know late that afternoon when I looked here and I saw 31 degrees here, I was just glancing at some other numbers. It was still 68 degrees over in Iowa City. I mean, just crazy numbers as the front moved in.
Right. There was close to a 50-degree temperature range across Iowa that day. I think that some areas in southeast Iowa made it up into the low 70s in the afternoon hours, and up around the Sioux Falls area, temperatures didn't get much above the mid-20s. So a real sharp front that moved southeastward. In fact, over the southern plains, we had some areas on Monday that were in the low 80s and dropped into the 20s later that night. So a rapid change of temperatures pushing southeastward across the nation. And as I said, just about everybody from Montana to Texas and all the way to the East Coast is sharing in the cold weather now.
Well, yeah, and it's not just such a big area, but for the length of time, it's about a 10-day system or something like that is going to stay cold?
Right. It does look like a fairly long period of cold weather. In fact, we're going to have a little bit of reinforcement of the cold air coming down this weekend and early next week. There'll be a system moving across the Midwest this weekend. Might produce a little bit of snow, nothing big. Probably a fairly wide area of some 1 to 4 inch snowfall amounts, and that will bring down another piece of Arctic air down into the northern plains over the weekend, down into the Midwest early next week. It looks like probably through, at the minimum, next Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to have these temperatures well below normal. Longer term, as we get into the end of next week and beyond, it looks like this flow is going to relax a little bit and turn more westerly. So I think that once we get past mid to late next week, we'll start to see some moderation.
Well, you're just full of good news this morning, aren't you?
Good news, but we have to wait a while for it.
Yeah, we do, really. Well, I guess we could probably consider ourselves a little on the lucky side. We didn't get some of the snow that some of the folks north of us have seen.
That's right. Parts of the Dakotas, in Minnesota, especially north of the Twin Cities, Northern Wisconsin had quite a bit of snow early this week. I think a lot of places had in excess of 6 inches. I know parts of central and northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, upper Michigan, some places had over a foot of snow. There's also been a fair amount of snow back into parts of Montana, Wyoming. Areas that have that deep snow cover and have clear skies the past couple of mornings have dropped well below zero, even some 20-degree or lower below zero temperatures in parts of Montana and Wyoming. So I guess it could always be worse.
You know, last year they came up with some funky term for this. I don't know, somebody developed something called, a polar vortex or something. Are we going to come up with some fancy term for this now, too?
I hope we don't go through that again. The the polar vortex really is a long term or a well-known feature. It's the the upper level low which forms over the northern hemisphere or the northern pole area during the wintertime, and it's a common feature almost every winter up there. Occasionally a piece of that drops well to the southeast and brings this cold air into the country, so it was kind of a fashionable term last year, but it certainly is nothing new.
Should we just go with winter?
Well, maybe that's a better way to put it. Even though it's not winter yet, it certainly feels like it outside this morning. We've got temperatures mostly in the teens over Iowa and a little bit of wind out there, 10 to 20 miles an hour, making it feel even colder. We've had these snow flurries across the state the past couple days, really not amounting to much of anything, but a little bit of snow will fall across the state today. I think tomorrow we have a better chance of having some sunshine and dry conditions as high pressure moves in over the state.
Well, Dan, should we look at this as being kind of a note of things to come? Is this what winter is going to be like around these parts this year?
Boy, that's the $64,000 question right now. What little time we've had to look into it, there does not seem to be a real solid indication that, say, a 10-day or two-week cold snap in November indicates that the winter is going to be colder than normal. You tend to see quite a bit of variability in the following winters. So I guess I don't have a real solid answer for that, but I don't think, in my opinion, it guarantees that the winter is going to be long and cold.
Now, we got about another week or so with this cold snap. Did I understand you correctly in that we probably won't have a whole lot more in the way of snow with this?
There will be the weekend system. I think that it's certainly not a big snowmaker, but could produce a pretty wide area of some, say, 1 to 4 inch snows across the Midwest. Not a major system, but some accumulation. Beyond that point, it looks like fairly dry weather for most of next week. And as I mentioned, probably start to see a little bit of moderation in temperatures toward the end of next week.
So I'm shoveling.
Well, it'll be light. Hopefully it won't be anything more than that, but it's probably going to give the state, a little bit of snow cover. And if we do establish a few inches of snow cover over the weekend, temperatures early next week, especially nighttime readings, could be even colder. I think probably the better chance of perhaps seeing a few sub-zero readings early next week if we do establish a little snow cover ahead of that next high pressure coming down.
Well, if that weather gig doesn't work out real well for you, I do have an extra shovel and a couple of bucks in my pocket.
Well, I don't know. I have my own driveway, and I suppose I'll get my neighbors on my case, too, because of the weather.
Yeah, I know. You probably get it from every direction when things like this happen. Well, we are getting close to winter, and I guess we should have expected this was going to happen at some point. And as long as you just keep the wind away from us, we've found that no matter how tight that Under Armour clothing is, it's not tight enough to keep the wind from flying down the back of your neck in these kind of conditions.
Yeah, that's true. That's one thing about Iowa, certainly. You very often have strong winds in the wintertime, and it makes it obviously feel a lot colder out there. Today is going to be a little bit like that. The winds will stay up most of the day today, 15 to 25, and then they'll start to die down tonight.
All right, very good. Well, that's enough talk about all that stuff. Let's think about spring. How far away is that?
About 100 days,
yeah.
I think.
Too many to count, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, every day we tick off the calendars, one day closer to spring, right?
That's true. We're starting that count early this year, I guess.
Very early, before winter actually hits.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Dan, thanks so much for your time, and appreciate all you do. You provide an important service to folks, and we sure do appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Glad to do it.
You bet. That's Dan Hicks, a meteorologist with Freeze Notice. Boy, I wish he had some different news. I was kind of hoping he'd say, when this is done next week, we're going to hit the 70s again. I'm afraid we may have passed that point now. Kendall Warren wants to tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load models with sizes of tubs up to 5.1 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Lots of gas and electric ranges. Got several brands to choose from. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Lots of refrigerators, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire, over 75 units in stock, so a very good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-in values at W&S Appliance on any clean, used, working refrigerator. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. Again, thanks to Dan Hicks for spending a little time with us here this morning and spreading some news. I was going to call it good news. Not so much, huh? Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.